the tour of the property. Again, I've probably gone through, I've listed 1,000 by owners. I've certainly seen a few thousand since the 1980s, several thousand. And the objective is to walk in the property and ask the seller to give you the tour. You don't want them to say, oh, Betty, go ahead, just walk around. No, that's not an opportunity to build rapport. That's why we're there. They think we're there because you have a buyer. The odds are probably pretty high they didn't think you're coming out there to interview. Too many agents will walk into that property and take the tour with the seller, sit down, and then start to offend them, actually tick them off and say, she was just here to list my property. Well, first of all, 99% of the agents, that's all they're there for. Those that are overly aggressive and then become overly offensive to the buying owner in a lot of cases. Not everyone, but a lot of cases. So you're going out there, you're taking the tour, you ask the seller, can you give me the tour? You're going to ask simple things like, do all the window treatments stay? Oh, is this kitchen new, or did you guys do it, or the prior owner? Oh, it's beautiful millwork. Was it here before, or did you do it? These French doors in the office, were they here before or afterwards? Just keep asking. If you see, you know, from the tax record, which you brought with you, I'm sure you brought the tax record with you. You can see in most parts of the country what the prior person paid, what the tax information is, or what the square foot information is. And you're going to use that when you do your sit down before you leave. You're going to verify certain things on the tax record for your county. That's part of your value there, is verifying the information, because sometimes the county has it wrong or the city has it wrong. So your tour is about 7 to 10 minutes or so. You're walking around, do the window treatments stay? Is the refrigerator negotiable? Are you leaving the washer and dryer? The pool table is staying, the hot tub. Just ask questions as if you were going to make an offer on the property. Things you'd have to know. Do you have a disclosure statement? Do you have a brochure on the property? A lot of times the buyer owners will say, oh, I don't have that, I don't have that. You're chipping away at what they're not doing right. So the tour can be effective at chipping away at their confidence. But my recommendation is don't go for it. There's too many agents just say, I'm going to try to list them. And unless you got some real vibes on that phone call, they're ready to list, don't list. I kind of look at it like a guy on his first date with a girl. And he leans in after 10 minutes of being on that first date and tries to kiss her. And she pulls back a little bit, or pulls back a lot, like, what the heck are you doing? I think that's what happens when a realtor goes for it. And they say, or like even a loan officer who meets a realtor and says, can I do your next deal? And they met you 10 minutes ago at a networking event and says, hey, can you throw me a bone? Same thing with the realtor. We don't want an LO doing that. And a buying owner doesn't want us doing it either. Pick me. That's offensive to a lot of people. Not everybody, but to a lot of people. So it's to say, take the tour, what stays with the property, reconfirm the ideal move date the seller has, and ask if you could do a sit-down. The objective is the sit-down, the kitchen table comes last. If the house is vacant, it's the kitchen counter. And you want to verify a few different things, that here's your tax record. Does this look accurate? Bring the realtor to that calm pricing valuation. Ask them if they think that's high or low. What'll happen is they're going to start expressing their opinion. And we want one thing to happen here, and only one thing. We want to be able to say to you, hey, Sally, what do you think of my price? Do you think it's right? Well, I've started an analysis on your property. Now that I've seen it, let's go ahead and we follow up with you. Now, some agents have actually brought all the data with them and said, no, I've got it with me. Let's sit down right now. I think in some listings, like with friends, a one stop is okay. However, when we're trying to make emotional deposits, and sometimes both spouses aren't there, if it's marriage or two people own the house, they're not always there for that tour. Don't go for it when they're going to say to you, well, let me talk to Bob or Sally, and I can't make the decision without them. They're not here. Well, your chances of getting that listing are really low because you needed both of them there to make the decision. So the buy owner, a lot of times I found, I'm talking about 80, 85% easily, required a two-step process. The walkthrough followed by the appointment for the pricing conversation. So remember, they weren't expecting you to come over for the pricing conversation. But when they asked you, and the magic question is, hey, realtor, thanks for asking me about realtor.com, what it says, or Zillow, or the tax record, whatever those things say, we got to ask them, you have to ask the seller this question. What'd you think of those prices? And when they go, those numbers are low, or those numbers are high, here's the magic. When they say to you, dear realtor, what do you think of those prices? Do you think my price is right or wrong? Do not say, I think you're a little bit high. You're a little bit low. This thing should fly off the market. You know what? We get paid a lot of money for these relationships as realtors. And I want to be right. And I've started the analysis. I'll tell you what, I can come back this afternoon. I've got some of it done. Can I come right back? And you stay the course, buy owner. Just stay the course. And I've got this, you know, this valuation I'll put together and I'll come back. Now, a lot of agents I've coached across the country, they fall in this temptation of saying the brand, who we're with, how many offices. Remember, if the buy owner didn't ask, will you interview and tell me who all about you, don't volunteer what people haven't asked for. It'll fall on deaf ears. If they don't want to hear it, they haven't asked you the question, don't go for it. You want them to kind of back to the kiss in the car. Guy or he's with this girl for 10 minutes and they're at a stoplight and he tries to kiss her and they just met on the first date. He's going to get rebuffed, most likely. And when a realtor goes for it without the buy owner leaning in, you most likely be rebuffed and said, oh, this program doesn't work. Why? Because you went for it. When you went for it, you offended them. They didn't like how aggressive you were. So just take your time. Let them lean in first. And then you're going to see some incredible results. All right. Thanks for listening to this audio.